Hello, people of the internet. Welcome to Communism Cuba, where we will talk to you about the rise of communism in Cuba, how Cuba's political state has evolved over the years, and so on. I'm your host, Yajith. Today's episode will summarize communism in Cuba, go through all the main political events in Cuba, and talk about the key leaders of Cuba. First, a bit of information about Cuba. Officially known as the Republic of Cuba, this country contains the main island of Cuba and many other smaller islands and archipelagos. Cuba is located right below Florida and is situated where the Atlantic Ocean, Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean Sea meet. The capital of Cuba is Havana, and the country is split into 13 separate districts. Also, if you look at it, the main island of Cuba kind of looks like a vacuum cleaner. Although Cuba always had a communist party, communism started to rise in the 1950s when people started revolting against Fulgencio Batista, their president of Cuba at the time. Because Batista's economic regulations were so severe, Cuba's economy suffered and the lower and middle classes of people were not happy. In 1956, Fidel Castro and 80 other people arrived to Cuba in an attempt to start a rebellion against Batista. Even though the USA supported Batista against Fidel Castro because they were 100% against communism, Fidel Castro threw a coup d'etat and he became the president of Cuba in 1959. The people of Cuba supported Fidel Castro because to them, Batista, who had American support, was an extension of American imperialism. At the time, Castro was a continuation of their fight for freedom. Soon, the relationship between Cuba and the US worsened, primarily because of agrarian reform laws, and the US soon imposed many sanctions on Cuba, ending all trade between the two countries. Shortly after this, Castro signed a commercial agreement with the Soviet Union, also known as the USSR, making Cuba and the USSR allies. This was mainly because of the similar political states between the two countries. Then, in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis occurred. The Cuban Missile Crisis was basically a 13-day period during the Cold War. Cuba and the Soviet Union armed their nuclear weapons and could have launched a nuclear strike on the USA. A few months later, Cuba transitioned to a full-on communist government modeled after the Soviet Union. During this transition period and after, Fidel Castro deployed thousands of troops to Soviet-supported war zones as a sign of support. When the USSR started to fall, it removed subsidies worth $46 million from Cuba, which resulted in severe economic downturn in Cuba. This resulted in severe food and fuel shortages and inferior living standards. Fast forwarding to 2008, Fidel Castro announced his resignation as the president of Cuba. However, this did not end communism in Cuba, because his brother, Raul Castro, was declared the new president of Cuba. Although Raul Castro did lessen the restrictions on the people of Cuba, Cuba is still mostly isolated from the rest of the world due to the actions made by the USA. However, Raul Castro and the current president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, have made progress in opening up Cuba to travel and normalizing diplomatic relations. Whether or not Cuba can still be called a communist country, we will get more into that in the next episode of this podcast. So follow my podcast and watch out for that. Until then, I'll catch you in the next one.